Track 9 and more news stories. Teignbridge shines at Tourism Awards. Tourism businesses across Teignbridge are celebrating after coming away with just over a quarter of the 79 trophies handed out at the 2025 Devon Tourism Awards on Thursday, November the 27th. The winners were announced at a ceremony held at Sandy Park in Exeter, with gold, silver and bronze winners in 24 different categories. Many of the Gold Award winners will be nominated to represent Devon in the Visit England Awards next year. Teignbridge businesses were awarded 5 Gold Awards, with the Riverdart Country Park near Ashburton coming away with a gold in the Regenerative Tourism Award and another for Small Visitor Attraction of the Year. The park was also awarded a bronze for Camping and Caravanning Park of the Year. In the hotels category, Bovey Castle won gold for Large Hotel of the Year, along with a bronze award in the Wedding Venue of the Year category. The Small Hotel of the Year gold was won by Gidley Park in Chudley, with Chagford's Mill End Hotel winning silver. Mark Warden, director of the awards headline sponsors, My High Digital, also congratulated the finalists for showcasing the very best of Devon in a challenging marketplace. Every year the standard rises, and this year's finalists show exactly why millions of people choose to come to Devon.
101 homes could be hit with mansion surcharge. At least 101 Devon homes look likely to be hit with a mansion surcharge announced in the budget, but many more could also trigger the additional levy. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, announced in her budget that a new high-value council tax surcharge would be applied to homes worth more than $2 million from April 2028. Sales data from Rightmove shows that 101 homes across the county, from Salcombe and Thulston in the south to Brixham in Torbay, Braunton in North Devon and Lyme Regis in East Devon, have sold for more than £2 million since 2020. Unless the values of those properties have decreased, it's extremely likely those homes will have to pay the surcharge, which starts at £2,500 per year, rising to £7,500 per year for properties valued above £5 million. The Rightmove data only covers properties that have been sold in the past 5 years, suggesting that many more Devon homes that have not been on the market in that period covered by the Rightmove data could trigger the surcharge. The government said local councils would collect this additional tax on behalf of central government and would be fully compensated for the extra cost of doing so. Budget papers also state the money raised from the surcharge will be used to support funding for local services, with further consideration through the next spending review in 2027.
Permanent banking hub to open next year. Work is well underway for a permanent location for the Dawlish Banking Hub. The hub opened in August last year in temporary accommodation at Strand Hall and has been operating, providing banking services. Now a new permanent home has been found at Brunswick Place, which is currently being fitted out. Cash Access UK, which runs the country's growing network of banking hubs, says it is scheduled to open early spring next year. A planning application was submitted to signage at the property, which was previously Memories Bistro. Cash Access UK Limited is a not-for-profit company set up by a number of UK banks and building societies to enable customers and small businesses to access cash, deposit and basic banking services where they are needed across the UK. Dawlish has been without a high street bank branch for some years, and the banking hub has proved popular with customers who want to visit a branch in person. The hub is currently open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, and customers are able to access a variety of services, including withdrawing cash, depositing cash, deposit checks, pay utility bills, and check account balances, as well as top up gas and electricity. Registered business customers can also collect change. Customers of all major banks and building societies can access cash services from the post office counter. A community banker is available, and there is a private space for face-to-face talks about more complicated banking inquiries. A member of staff from banking companies is available each day. On Mondays, this is Barclays, Santander on Wednesday, NatWest on Thursday, and Lloyds on Fridays.
New cameras and signs to tackle fly tipping. Fly tipping blights our communities, says Teignbridge District Council, as it announces new mobile CCTV cameras and warning signs to deter offenders and catch those who dump waste illegally. The new cameras, funded through the Clean Devon Partnership, are not fixed and therefore can be moved to hotspot areas, making them a powerful enforcement tool, as well as a visible warning, the council says. A spokesperson for the council said, many cases of fly tipping involve individuals or businesses carrying out work such as roofing and then illegally dumping old materials, sometimes including hazardous substances like asbestos. This is dangerous and against the law. Only trained licensed professionals should handle and dispose of such waste.
Police to attend community support event. Local police officers will be in attendance at an upcoming community support event at a Newton Abbott Community Centre. Members of the Newton Abbott neighbourhood team will be present for the upcoming community support service event at the Courtney Centre on the 10th of December. Officers will be on hand from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. A spokesperson for the Newton Abbott neighbourhood team said, please take this opportunity to raise any concerns you may have and to find out what we are doing to tackle the issues that matter to you. You can also get free help and advice for anyone struggling with cost of living, employment, health and social care, mental health, housing and more. Everyone is welcome and it would be great to see you there.
Mothers' Union campaign with knitted chain. Members of Dawlish Mothers' Union have made more than 230 knitted rings, which now form a chain to highlight domestic violence. The chain reaction is part of a national campaign to raise awareness of the growing number of domestic violence incidents. The Dawlish chain of 231 knitted rings represents the number of victims killed by domestic abuse last year. Councillor Scott Williams helped Anne Lee from Dawlish Mothers Union put the ring around the southwest water compound walls in the town centre. It is part of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, which runs until December the 10th. Councillor Williams said a recent study in partnership with Mothers Union and the National Safeguarding Team highlighted we still have some way to go to ensure anyone experiencing domestic abuse feels safe and supported by their church community. To those suffering abuse, you are not alone.